Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. And this is my post-second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. So I may be speaking a little slower, but I do want to thank all of the essential workers and volunteers and everyone involved with manufacture, distribution, and administration of the vaccine, and just with the pandemic response in general. You really are saving lives. In this podcast, we will preview opportunities and resources to help you stay connected and stay engaged in the Austin area. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, April 13th to Monday, April 19th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, kenatx.org, and click on podcast. We begin this week's podcast by highlighting a few important milestones, deadlines, and unique offerings. I'll begin by noting that Monday, April 12th, the day this podcast airs, is the last day to vote in the Austin Chronicle's Best of Austin poll. You have until midnight to vote. A few weeks ago, the Trail Foundation resumed Music on the Butler Hike and Bike Trail. Every Saturday, there will be a different group performing at different locations along the Butler Hike and Bike Trail between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Which bands and which locations? Who knows? Your guess is as good as mine. You'll have to get out and find out for yourself by getting on the trails. But if you see the Black Pumas out there, give a brother a heads up. This Saturday, April 17th, is the inaugural home game for Austin FC, Austin's Major League Soccer team. Austin FC is the first professional team to call Austin home. Bienvenidos, welcome. Also on Saturday, April 17th, there is a virtual home buyers fair hosted by BCL of Texas from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And finally, on Monday, April 19th, will be the first day of early voting for the May 1st municipal elections. Since we mentioned the May 1st elections, I'll stay with that topic for a more in-depth look at what's on the ballot. Austin voters have 8 decisions in front of them, 7 to change the city charter, and 1 proposed amendment to the city code. The 8 propositions are Prop A, Firefighters Union Charter Amendment, Prop B, reinstating the homeless ordinances, Prop C, appointing the Director of Police Oversight, Prop D, changing the date of the mayoral elections, Prop E, establishing ranked choice voting system, Prop F, instituting a strong mayor form of government, Prop G, adding an 11th city council district, and Prop H, creating an alternative campaign finance system. There's certainly a lot to ponder, and there's a lot at stake, but there are no shortage of resources to help you arrive at your positions if you know where to look. Another thing that looms large at the moment is the Texas legislature. It's always hard to know what to highlight, but a couple of things seemed worth mentioning. The group Measure Austin is inviting folks to participate in a hearing Tuesday morning on a bill that advocates for information sharing regarding school disciplinary actions. A separate event is hosted by Austin ISD Trustee Ofelia Zapata to provide an overview of legislation relating to housing and education at 7 p.m. also on Tuesday. Since we were just talking about disciplinary actions and Austin ISD, I'll note that Austin ISD is having part 3 of its community retreat on April 13th at 5:30 p.m. on the subject of eliminating disparities in discipline and punishment. The work group will provide updates and we'll review action steps. There are a couple of events that, in my opinion, are taking on important topics. Tuesday, April 13th at 6:30, there is a community workshop on the Rosewood Courts redevelopment proposal. Rosewood Courts is the first public housing project for African Americans in the country and has been home to residents with low income in East Austin since 1939. The Imagine Austin Speaker Series is hosting a talk on environmental justice issues relating to the circular economy. The featured speaker will be Dr. Gary Cooper, the co-founder and CEO of Reaply, a Chicago-based tech company, who will discuss the role of the circular economy in combating inequality and environmental injustice. This week is also AnaCisNet Week, and you can attend activities every day this week from Monday to Friday at 11 a.m., hosted by ALGO, the Gender and Equality Center at UT, and the group Queer and Trans People of Color Agency. Ana, who passed in 2009, served as a powerful and trusted community voice, an effective community leader, a writer, an artist, a teacher, a kind soul, and a good friend. She advocated for the rights of women, people of color, and individuals who are LGBTQ+, and the intersectionality of all of these issues. She was also an advocate for technology access and digital equity as a longtime executive director for Austin Freenet. There is much to celebrate about Ana, and it brings me great joy that these three organizations are keeping her memory and legacy alive in this way. Que viva Ana! We move on to events relating to the pandemic response. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted three times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. On weekdays at 7 p.m., Mayor Steve Adler hosts Got a Minute, a program on Facebook Live where he provides an update on the COVID-19 response and related issues. The YWCA of Greater Austin hosts a dialogue opportunity called Survival Mode each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. I'll end the podcast with information about the rally to Stop Asian Hate. The rally takes place on Saturday, April 17th at 4 p.m. at Houston Tillotson University. Stand in solidarity with Asians in Austin, Central Texas, and across the country to condemn anti-Asian racism in all forms. Masks and social distancing are required. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay connected, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.